from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'm winning.
Comeback for your red hot nuggets. Bruce Brown, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Eric.
And something about Grady Dick.
He sucks. You guys
like,
basket dick.
All night.
Basket dick.
I kept telling my kids, I go, tonight's the night. Let it flow.
And he was making a lot of them. So yeah. He got a little, you could hear the sarcasm in his dick.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody's better than Speller. Golly.
Basket dick.
And Military Appreciation Night.
All on an NFL free agent signing, sports talk radio redefining, Taco Tuesday edition of the program. Let's go.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Yeah.
We need more dogs.
We I said it. We cut off your junction.
Man, we got a good one for you guys today. The whole crew was at the Nuggets last night. I didn't see you.
I was telling Alex I could, if I had like a 13-inch vertical, I only got like a 3-inch vertical. I could have touched the ceiling. That's how close I was in. I was in nosebleed territory.
You were way high up there.
Oh man,
Alex, where were you? Probably somewhere very low.
116 last night.
Beautiful
that's
spot
where I was
to
at.
Be.
He gets the NFL.
Beautiful spot
Definitely.
To be. Kyle Berry was in the building. I checked in with
I
him.
I get the NFL.
He didn't invite me over or anything. He didn't have any free stuff for me.
No, we went. We hung till that, you know, fourth quarter.
You hung till?
They made a charge. We were there early.
When'd you leave?
Nuggets tying kind of the game there down the stretch.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we were there.
My kids wouldn't let me leave.
Oh,
I go, you guys
cool.
want to sneak on? They go, no, we're not going home.
Yeah.
Guess where my kids are right now?
At the Nuggets still.
At home.
Oh, I wasn't following.
We let them sleep in today. We didn't get home till 10:05.
Interesting. Shoot.
10:05 for a second grader?
You guys are liberal family.
Damn, Coach G, you're crazy.
And
we got there at 5:30 because we did the courtside stuff and all that.
I get, yeah.
Well, guess what I do get?
I get the NFL.
What?
I get to say thanks to Big Mike. Mikey Fruitman from Mike Stadium Sports.
Really?
Gosh,
why?
What a stud. What a legend.
What happened?
Oh, I just rolled around. I said, hey, what's up? Well, we were down there sitting there watching the pregame. We did selfies. We get on the Jumbotron. That's fun. It's like part of the American Heart Association. Alice Jean, my sweet daughter, she raised a bunch of
nice.
Money. We got on the Jumbie. Yep. So we're having the time of our lives. I tell you what. I felt like Johnny Moxon. A little bit.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, Big Mike is right there. I go, hey, Mike, how are you? Just wanted to come by and say hi. And he goes, why don't you just take these three right here, front row, and we watch Bruce Brown warm up. Mike gives us the full treatment. And then right there at the 38-minute mark, he goes, let me see. Bring him out. And George and Alice both go out on the court. They each get one shot.
No.
There's no way. I didn't think Alice had a chance.
And?
I go, two steps in, sweetie. Two steps in. Swish.
No way.
And then George just pulled in Bucket City.
Wow.
That one I got on video. And then we see Aaron Gordon come dunk right in front of us.
He's
and
on fire.
Something happened right then and there. My sweet daughter, Alice Gersh, AG, decided then and there she has a crush on AG.
Whoa.
And it's not to be told to anyone, Dad. And I said, well, don't worry, honey. I won't tell the dozens of millions of listeners we have out there. Your secret is safe with me.
Nice. Alex, what about you? What was your experience like?
I just enjoyed it. I bet them. I bet them pretty big when they were down 18.
Yeah.
And they were a plus money at that point.
Yeah.
And I thought they would come back, and sure enough.
They sure did.
Man, 2.5 quarters of just coasting, and then boom, flick the switch. Nuggets basketball.
Again, you had
Nuggets basketball.
A bunch of unsung hero kind of work happening against the Nuggets lately. You got to kind of have to do it, like the Grayson Allen going for 30 that night or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And then
Canadian again. Kevin McHale last night. Kelly Olynyk acting like he's Kevin McHale out there.
Grady Dick's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know.
RJ Barrett had a really good first half, too.
Did you see when Braun was
Canadian?
Making? He was making everything.
Braun was on Dick. Did you see that? The KU versus KU love there? I think you can say it. It's fine.
It doesn't feel right.
I kept saying, George, tell that. I said, George, yell down to Dick. You suck. And he's like, no, Dad, it's and I go, it's tonight's the night.
You suck.
Hey, no, you guys are getting us in some trouble here.
It's a name, man.
That's why I reversed it. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's Speller had a night last night, too.
I mean, you know, nights like that kind of happen, but the Nuggets down the stretch were, you know, pretty sweet, man. Big clutch buckets, Jamal. Jokic he had a great night, obviously, but like
quick 35.
They kept just hitting big buckets. And the Nuggets are running around playing D, but like they stopped kind of that penetration and then
easy
they
layups.
Just kick it out to like a big dude standing there, RJ Barrett lefty weird, you know, and they were just knocking everything down. And it's not that the Nuggets weren't working hard, it's that Toronto was kind of hitting everything, and it was just a matter of time.
Well, I think at halftime, Jamal and KCP combined for 2 points. If I was looking at the board correctly, I think Jamal had a bucket and KCP didn't have nothing.
That three he hit were his first points.
Right.
Like a minute and a half to go, 2 minutes to go maybe.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, I mean, he still obviously does so many great things on the court without scoring, just like Christian Brown. I mean, dude, the game Christian Brown played last night on defense was, I kept telling my kids, I go, watch that boy's feet. I go, watch how he's like, oh, my God. He is so fun to watch. And the game shifted when he was in there because Michael Porter's on the bench and Aaron Gordon's kind of on the bench. And I'm like, coach, put him in.
Watson, him and Watson. Yeah,
him and Watson really had a night. And Najee did some nice things. Like, man, I mean, that game was not necessarily won by the starters. That comeback was strongly initiated by many of the bench guys.
Okay, 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction and the participation. Lots of ways to get at us. 98.1 FM and 107.5 HD3. And you can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com and the Twitters and the Twitches and all that good stuff.
Do
podcast
it.
Later on. A lot of people like to get us that way. Robbie's like, yeah, I didn't listen to the show today. I'll catch the podcast later. I was like, okay.
Ants you know True I mean? On
Whoa.
Twitter the same
Is
way.
That me? What?
Ants True.
He
does the same thing.
Yeah.
Catches us on Spotify. Smile High Morning Show on Spotify.
Yeah, I get that.
Find it there.
Catch me on Spotify?
Numbers are huge.
Just catch me outside.
How about that? Catch you outside.
Catch me on Spotify.
We'll set up a breaker in just a minute or two on time.
As
usual, real quick. But Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Kenny Pope.
KCP. March 30th, Mike Stadium Sports Cards just smashed it out with Emmanuel Sanders, a big hit. Got KCP at Mike's March 30th. These guys, KCP, they just did Aaron Gordon. These NBA guys make so much money that they don't really have to do these signings. So if you get them for these signings, it's unique and it's kind of a special occasion and you don't have tons of opportunities to do so. Make it personal. Emmanuel standing up like with every guy, giving, you know, getting that photo opportunity and treating everyone right. And then, you know, Bighorn, they do it better than anybody. That's going to be a good one. You got to keep your, calendar open March 30th. It's just around the corner. Mike's the setup there is pretty spectacular.
Seems like a family affair, kind of.
The price is pretty pretty cheap for all things considered. Well, anyway. Okay, Alex.
How about that?
Catch you outside. All right.
Catch you outside.
Right after the show ended there, what we talked about with the old boy Kirk Cousins, was he coming to Denver or was he going to go to his wife's hometown?
Right, listen, do you know what?
Was he going to stay in Minnesota?
Let's go to break and come back and recap all of the Darnold.
We pretty much hit it out of the park.
What a day. What a day yesterday.
Dude, yesterday was unbelievable.
Into today, this morning, too.
Yeah, and I mean Sunday with the Russ and,
Darnold to the Vikings, right? Kirk Cousins to Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. What other? There's a couple.
Mariota goes to the Commanders.
Mariota to the Commanders. They still have Sam Howell as well.
Likely out.
Eckler to the Commanders.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler.
Interesting.
Yeah. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Pollard.
Saquon to the Eagles for 3 years.
Aaron Jones.
$30 million.
Saquon to the Eagles.
Oh, Joe Mixon trade today.
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
We should talk about it more.
Smokes.
On the other side. That's just music. What do you got for us here? Counting Crows?
He's used to getting out at about 18 after.
Mm. Okay. Let me hear this one.
You know this guy.
This
right?
Paul Simon?
You know this guy with the big hands, the big Hawaiian.
Yeah, he plays defense for the Avs.
Yeah.
Number 3.
The big Hawaiian. Let me hear it.
Yeah. All of these moments
just might find the way. Oh, Jack. My dreams tonight. Johnson.
That cut off is Jack Johnson.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very nice. Beachy.
You know, I know what you're trying to do, Alex.
And I like it.
All right, 303-313-40 hotline, text line, Danny, Jeff, and Alex of My Life Sports. I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we...
Keep them separated. Wow. Kind of aggressive. I don't know, man.
That's pretty funny. Someone called the show aggressive.
Alex, they like it, kind of, you know.
Aggressive, huh?
It's a little aggressive. All right. Fine.
But it's coming from, like, a soft millennial who might identify as a furry or something like that.
Oof.
You know?
Even that sentence in and of itself is pretty aggressive.
303-831-1340.
I'll tone down on my aggression.
The hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction, the participation. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. Danny, Jeff, and Alex. And, man, NFL free agency has been, it's been wild. Let's do a recap. Do you have, like, a master list, Alex, that you could put together of guys, but we're just naming random signings and kind of what they mean? Like, for example, give me one here. The Darnold signing to me in Minnesota tells me they might not, I feel like might not draft a quarterback in the first round.
Because it's $10 million?
Well, run out with Darnold, see what he can do. He's projected to be your starter. They have some other guy on their roster they drafted a couple years ago, and then they'll draft another guy probably in the third round and just kind of go from there with that. But in a flip to that is kind of in Washington, Mariota, you know, is the definition, I hate saying it, bridge, because everyone kind of uses that. Mariota's not your projected starter there. And if he is, it's just from day one until whoever they draft at number two, right?
Yeah. They're taking what?
I hope they take Drake May or someone like that.
And then Daniels to the Patriots?
So then you have, yeah.
Why would the Commanders take a quarterback if they just brought in Mariota?
Because
and
Darnold
the Vikings
is,
wouldn't take a quarterback because they brought in Darnold.
Darnold's reascending. Darnold
reascending?
Reascending.
How? He was a backup for Brock Purdy.
And he went to basically quarterback kind of graduate school there with Kyle Shanahan. He's been all groomed up, fixed, tuned up.
It's
never been you got the wrong mechanic, been working on this thing forever. Replace this, it wasn't that, replace this, it wasn't that. You go get him in Kyle Shanahan's garage, he tunes you up.
Hey, I put on the Ferrari tires.
And then
Luigi and the only follow Ferrari racing the cars.
Comes back to cars with us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm the Piston Cup. It's the Piston Cup. He goes, Luigi and I only follow the Ferrari. That's Monk.
Oh, really?
You know, the guy Monk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? I guess we'll never know.
It escapes me.
Yeah.
So Jacoby Brissett goes to the Patriots.
Okay,
also,
here's my point, though, real quick to finish that, Jeff.
Yeah. What's your point, Danny?
Sam Darnold, Minnesota things can start. and has all the tools that made him the number two overall pick in the draft, and now some experience and some tutelage and maybe even a little pedigree now to go along with a lot of people like Sam Darnold right now. Mariota's at the point of his career where it's like he's a solid backup quarterback who literally might start for two or three games until whoever they draft is ready to go. And do you know what the reality is? Probably not at all. Whoever they draft, you draft a guy at number two overall. We got all the marketing behind him, the banners, the whole, you got to just roll with that guy from day one. So that's kind of the difference, I think.
Okay, so they're done with Sam Howell, the guy they just drafted?
Totally. Like, he's out. They will trade him.
He's 23?
They will trade him.
He's gone.
And he's probably coming
to Denver, Colorado. Where's his next stop?
Probably here.
Please, no. If that's the case, they still might draft a quarterback at 12 or 8 or wherever they move up to.
All right, so would you rather have Jared STD Stidham? Sam, I see the ghosts. Darnold.
Oh, Darnold.
You'd rather have Darnold than Stidham?
Oh, absolutely. For one, the Broncos coming
Darnold
out.
Started a game. Has he started a game in his last 3 years of his life?
It's the hype, bro.
Maybe Carolina.
Feel the hype. It's the hype train, bro.
Did he start in Carolina and then they drafted a guy? Like, places he goes, people don't keep him. Sam Darnold.
Shoot. You don't think if Sam Darnold was starting for the 49ers, they'd be a playoff team? You're telling me that Purdy, who probably has 75
Purdy's
cents.
Purdy's good now.
Watch this, though.
Bob Stitt.
Brock Purdy probably has 75 cents on the dollar of all the tools and the skill set and the power and all that kind of stuff that Sam Darnold has. You understand that, right?
Man.
You got to understand that. And that's what we're talking about here is all those kind of elite upper echelon five tool kind of stuff. Sam Darnold has that same stuff that Mahomes and Allen and Herbert do physically. And teams get caught up and enamored with that. And you know what? He was young coming out.
And then
out,
you bring
dude.
On.
Hey, hold on. Darnold was young coming out.
He's only 26.
Dude. Thank you.
He's only 26.
Hey. Boom, just snuck that in there right before you said that. Gosh, that's, oh, man, that's good stuff.
Was that the one that Albright was, like, talking about?
Oh, yeah, he's going to go back to school.
Back to school, not
Albright,
take the
we're
money.
Doing the show together. He tells me, yeah, I got a source. He's going to go back to school. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to. He's not going back to school.
And then Coward.
He is going to the NFL. I promise you.
Wasn't there a.
Jake Locker, you're thinking, right?
What? No, I think it was then Cowherd's. Co-host lady gal, can't think of her name.
Taylor, Jason Taylor's sister.
No, not her. The one before her, the blonde.
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yeah, and then he goes, "Who's Benjamin Albright?"
Oh yeah, Benjamin Albright. Who's that? Right,
Darnold. It's only 26.
Yes. Oh yeah, you know Bo Nix is like 25.
Oh. So what does that leave the Broncos?
Interesting.
Because
the Broncos have, the way some of these teams have kind of slotted now with quarterbacks, I think that pushes up one quarterback on the draft board to the Broncos. I feel like that. Who is that? I'm not sure who the quarterback is, but, you know, if the Vikings are now not going to take a quarterback, which I don't think they are.
Why not?
Because they're going to roll with Darnold.
No.
They believe in Darnold.
Darnold chose Minnesota over Denver. Pretty, that's a new low. That is sad.
Damn.
Man.
Darnold,
well, who'd
Minnesota?
You rather throw to, Justin Jefferson or?
Yeah, if you're Justin Jefferson.
Or who here?
Not
Terry
Patrick
Judy. In training camp till he goes down?
Yeah, what's his name? Greg Dulcich?
We don't have any receivers.
The sweet hair?
Cortland Sutton's probably not coming back. Jerry Judy's been traded. We got Mims.
Ooh.
No, he's all right, I guess.
No, he's not.
Maybe.
He's electric.
Jefferson hasn't signed the big deal yet, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Man.
He needs to get out of there.
He's probably gone soon.
Like Randy had to get out of there eventually.
Yeah, I had to break it to my son that Kirk Cousins is gone. And he was like, what do you mean, gone? Like, and I was like, wow, the money and stuff. He was kind of expensive. And he's like, so where'd he go? And I go, Atlanta. And he goes, Atlanta! And he just takes his backpack and he goes, not Atlanta! And he slams it down. And I go, what's the deal with Atlanta? You don't like Atlanta? And he's
damn.
Like, they're stupid. That's stupid. And I'm like, I feel you, bro.
He said something, the airport sucks, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I go. This is an interesting time of the year every year.
So does Sam Howell or Zach Wilson interest you at all?
Not at all.
Not Sam Howell?
No. Neither of those guys.
But Sam Darnold interests you.
But you like Howell over Stidham?
No.
Yeah,
you like Stidham over
barely,
Howell.
But like neither.
Okay.
It's like you're asking me if I want to go to Subway and have a tuna sub or some other weird stuff they got. Okay. Probably just going to go to Jimmy Jones instead. I don't want any of that.
No, Subway's one of our sponsors, Danny.
You remember that?
Running down the hall.
That was awesome. He's one of the most powerful men in Denver radio, and he was running down the hallway banging on the glass. They're a sponsor. That's saying something about Burger King. It was Burger King, yeah.
You're like flame broiled.
That's what, to be honest, I was.
That cost you.
That was the program director at Cool. He was the guy who was like, shoot, I can't just hire you. I mean, like, people would be like, he's like, ugh. Like, he was right there. I was in the office. He heard that demo. Can you pull some of my Cool stuff up real quick? I need to hear myself. go into it a little bit. He heard my Cool stuff. Jim Barry, this guy's powerful in the radio business in Denver. He absolutely
loved
my stuff. And why wouldn't he? Do you have a taste of that? Let me hear it.
Cool 105, Denver's greatest hits. I am Danny Williams, and I need to remind you guys to name that tune with Jim Barry all this month for your chance at winning a fantastic getaway to the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino in Santa Fe, which includes two nights hotel, 18 holes of golf, $100 in food credit,
Cabana
reservation poolside, 2 days free valet.
I'm playing all this music. I got to cue this whole thing. I'm doing everything.
I'm cool.
Yes! He hears that, he's like, whoa. Then he hears this.
Greatest hits. Join Lelani weekdays at noon for Totally 80s Lunch.
Watch.
She loves taking your 80s request. Cool 105.
One more. Give me one more.
Danny Williams back in. It's Cool 105. It's Denver's greatest hits. And the coolest party of the year
what
is
a
set.
Loser.
Cool
105.
Hold on. 2018 will hit the Pepsi Center on Saturday, September 22nd. Make sure you're there by taking advantage of the specially priced $10.50 tickets going on sale this Tuesday morning
so
at 10 o'clock.
He hears
that's
this,
a tiny
right?
price for a giant
and he's like,
show.
Have you
four
worked
amazing acts,
for other
but these tickets
cools
are
in other cities? And he didn't really say that, but he knew what
he said with his eyes.
It was like, should I just hire this guy right now? And he was like, ugh. And then I went and did that badmouth, the Burger King stuff. And then he ran down the hallway. And what did he do, Jeff?
He just banged on the window.
And he was like,
that's our
sponsor, you idiot.
Oh, man. Someday, maybe.
Who's made the best free agent single acquisition trade or signing of any NFL team so far, Alex?
Oh, the Giants trading for Brian Burns. I'd say that's a big one right
there.
Yeah,
he's an elite
and they
pass
gave up,
rusher.
They gave up very little for that
it's
one.
It's weird, though, because they kind of suck, though.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are suck.
Their D-line's suck. Always really good.
Yeah, that's
always,
true.
Even
always.
Though they suck, but their D-line's always
that's
strong.
True. It's always that's a good one.
Leonard Williams okay. and all them? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go with Austin Ekeler to the Commanders. I really love Austin Ekeler, not just because he's a Eaton Red Colorado boy, but more so that he's just – very special and unique, and he's the closest thing to McCaffrey that's not McCaffrey, I think. And they need something spicy over there in Washington. Ever since they changed their name to the Commanders, the Durs. Durs!
Manders.
Saquon to the Eagles.
Damn.
Jalen and Saquon. Saquon's going to go for 2,000 total yards from scrimmage. Okay, he's going to go for bonkers, have a huge season. And they had to do something like this in order to kind of recapture that magic and reopen that Super Bowl window. And, you know, he's better than Miles Sanders. He's better than all of these guys.
Swift?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Swift is nice.
Swift is good.
But he's like a poor man's Saquon. Saquon is very special, very unique. And I'd say impact, you know, that's because give me like the good teams. Chiefs haven't done nothing. Niners haven't
Chris
done nothing.
Chris Jones back. That's
okay, yeah. But that's one of their own guys. Yeah. So, you know, the good teams are trying to just build off what they have. It's the poop teams that are in a scramble to sign the Darnolds and the Mariotas and consider trading from the Sam Howells of the world. That's a sick, sad place to be. Someone said this on the other
that
day. I was listening
to
some national
to the
radio.
Browns.
Hey, real quick. Listening to some national radio the other day, a dude said the Broncos quarterback situation for the last 10 years has been the worst in the entire National Football League.
History?
No. Okay. Not in history,
okay,
but in the last 10 years of in the NFL,
measuring
the
all
Broncos
teams.
Have been in the worst quarterback situation, and it like hit me like a dart in the heart or like a stab in the back, like garbage. To hear it and realize it, it was tough. It's a tough pill to swallow because I know it's true. I know it's true. Yes, you know it's true. It's true.
So do you think? Do you think Darnold chose the Vikings because he'd rather work with O'Connell than Sean Payton?
I think Darnold
doesn't want to get yelled at by his head coach on the sideline.
He's a young, fresh out of the league quarterback who was kind of a backup dude who knows some of the stuff that Darnold's going through. That's one. So there's a relationship. We can relate. And then you're thrown to Justin Jefferson, who is the best receiver in the NFL. Everyone thinks that. Then we could talk about who, like, the next best guy is.
Addison's
but there's no
nice
one.
Too.
Yeah, but there's no one who doesn't believe that he's not the best.
Hockenson.
Hockenson's yeah. got so, that flow.
Yeah, Hockenson's sweet. The Vikings are always, like, they're in every other year proposition.
They just signed Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
There's, like, the one Vikings year. Are either going 11-5 or, like, 5-11, I feel like. Every other year. Every other year. It's like, damn, shoot, the Vikings, man, looking at the war, like, ugh, what happened to them? They got all that talent. Another. Got 6 wins.
They're like, they got this NASA guy out there. We're calling him the Pastronaut. I guess his name's Joshua Dobbs or something. I guess he used to play.
Let's go to break.
How about Josh Jacobs?
Got that Whiteley?
Big one, too.
Josh Jacobs to the Packers. That's yeah, that time. Was, but I liked Aaron Jones.
Well, I liked Aaron Jones. Plus, they got rid of A.J. Dillon, right? So they actually lost
okay,
two running
on.
Backs
watch this,
in
watch
acquiring
this.
One. I don't know.
Who's the guy you just mentioned?
Josh Jacobs.
Okay. Yep. And then Joe Mixon got traded, right?
Texas.
And then
they went with Zach Moss. Moss to the Bengals.
Do you know what all those guys are? Is those Spider-Mans. Just do it.
Tony Pollard.
Do it with me. We're the Spider-Mans pointing at each other. We're like, all right, I guess. All the guys are like, yeah, okay. You're pretty good. He's a little different than our other guy. Ooh. All right. It's like, yeah, shoot. Do you know what I'm happy about for the Broncos in all of this? Eckler out of the division a little bit.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is a Broncos
killer,
bro. He terrorizes those guys. So those are two thoughts I had out of this whole thing because the Broncos haven't done anything besides talk an average kicker back into coming here when he had a deal done with the Jaguars. Did you hear that bit? The whole thing?
Well, cost you a game this year, didn't he? At least one?
Lutz?
Well, Lutz was good this year, though.
He was all right. But,
in
you know, he had
early in the year, didn't he?
Lutz had a 3-year deal done with
didn't
the Packers.
Did he miss
an like
extra point in the first game of the year and you lost 17-16?
But he was money after that.
Yeah, he was all right.
All right, but
I
what
mean,
about the first kick
than
of the whole
Nick
year?
Manis.
We're just trying to hang on to some highs. Ew.
And they signed a safety from Miami.
Like a crackhead.
All right. Oh, Locke too. We locked up Locke.
Yeah, PJ Locke. That's
PJ
big.
Locke got a little 2-year deal.
Drew Locke. Pew 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 pew.
He's available.
No thanks.
Really? You'd rather have Stidham?
No.
God, this is dire.
Yeah, I don't want any of these guys.
Caleb Williams, is that it? Is that the move now?
No, I don't think they can do it unless...
They can do it.
They'd have to trade Sertan to do it. Sertan, 2-1s, 2-2s. This deal's done. How if you're the Bears, you got Justin Fields, who's going to get traded to the Raiders if not. Fields to Atlanta is obviously done. If Justin Fields, guys, let's put this one
the
together.
The Raiders just signed Minshew, didn't they?
For real. Let's keep it real here.
No one wants
the
Justin
leverage,
Fields.
The apparently. Trade, the leverage on Justin Fields has gone way down. So why don't they just keep Fields? You know what I would do if I'm really the Bears? Keep Fields and draft Caleb Williams. It'd be unheard of because, you know, locker room stuff and just like it truly be unheard of. I would change the way we view the situation ever in NFL history. Draft him. Make them kind of compete. Make it clear to everybody who's kind of superior. And you just might, again, if you realize some way, somehow that's Fields, then Caleb Williams' value is still very, very high because he hadn't done anything yet. Like Trey Lance's, you know, when he was high, when he hadn't done nothing yet.
I was just researching him.
Thank you.
Look at you. You're good
today.
Whoa. You're good today.
Whoa.
He's a Cowboy, by the way, not available.
Whoa, like Joey, remember?
It's like so, whoa, Blossom.
It's like.
I called Kelly Olenek, Kelly Kapowski last night.
Ooh.
I go, Kelly's a girl's name. Like Kelly Kapowski. And the old guy next to me was like.
High five.
I like.
Danny, Jeff, and Alex of Smiley Sports. I'm going to sit back and try to enjoy the
This is,
I gotta guess, not Avril Lavigne. I'm not guessing Avril.
Oh, thank you.
Is it Avril?
No.
Can't help myself.
Did that count as a guess?
Dang it. I told myself I wasn't gonna do that.
This is,
Sarah Bareilles.
Couldn't help yourself.
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson?
Whenever I think about you. Ooh, this is, I can get this. Just give me a second.
Mindy.
Mandy Moore? No, not Mandy.
Kylie. Kylie Minogue?
No, that's too foreign. Shoot. Not Natasha Bedingfield. Oh, it is this.
You got this. Come on, dig deep.
I'm working on it.
You
it's
only
not,
got 10
it's
seconds.
It's not Vanessa Carlton. It's not. It's actually
5 seconds.
Hold on. And 4, 3. It's the best part of break. It's just tell
Meredith?
Me, damn it.
Liz Phair.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's some old school stuff.
Damn. This one always reminds Alex of her.
Add some Stacey Arrico in there, and yeah.
Ooh, let's play that one of hers.
There's got to be more to life.
Yeah, okay. That's a hit. She's only got like one, right?
Just a hit.
Okay.
What are you waiting for the Broncos to do? Are you expecting them to do anything, or are we just waiting for the draft?
Yeah, draft a quarterback. They have to probably do that.
But the draft is until like April 20-something.
There's not a lot much.
That's like 50 days away.
They're cleaning house. Trim all the fat. We're not in any kind of position.
What does that mean? Like get rid of all the fat people?
It means like dad lost his job, so we can't be eating steak and shrimp every night and going out to dinner every night. And that's like a culture shock to Broncos fans. Like, we're so used to this. It's hard to just get, like, to eat something cooked quick at home.
Do you think
sandwiches or, a soup or something so simple, because Broncos country is used to something so extravagant. But I would say that Justin Simmons, if the Broncos are ever good again,
good luck with that.
In 2 or 3 years, if and when they're ever good again, well, Justin Simmons won't be like a part of that, because if we stuck by him for another couple seasons and watched his career kind of fade away, he becomes a shell of himself just for loyalty's sake. Well, what does that do for you? It doesn't make any sense. It's like a luxury addition. You can't be dad lost his job and you're trying to make it work, and you just got to kind of drive the Honda or the Toyota. You can't drive the Mercedes or the Bugatti or the new Audi. So it doesn't.
Is that why you're driving that Toyota truck?
It doesn't exactly. It doesn't make sense for the Broncos to try to have all these expensive things that they really don't need and they really can't afford right now.
Okay, here's an interesting question. Then, if dad lost his job, why did dad raise ticket prices?
That's just the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can't go down. And you know what? I bet you the Broncos are pretty smart. I bet you relative to prices around the league, they're around 12 to 15. I bet you there's 12, 13, 14 more expensive tickets from other teams in the NFL who haven't been to how many Super Bowls the Broncos been to?
Eight.
Eight Super Bowls. How many AFC championships?
Oh.
Eight. Yeah. Because they went to eight Super Bowls. It's a trick question. You with me?
But they lost in the AFC.
I was going to say, they've won every.
Stop.
Oh. All right. At least eight. Eight-ish.
So do you think they're not done, right? Sutton or Bowles next, maybe?
Sutton's gone.
Sutton gone?
Oh, yeah.
Bowles, possibly?
Sutton cleared his website. Like, he don't got no orange and blue on there no more.
I'm like 50-50.
I can see Bowles want to stick around.
Take a deal?
Yeah. take a big haircut.
Why would he take
around.
A deal?
Because he's made a ton of money here.
So what?
He's older.
Why would Kirk Cousins take a deal?
And here's what I'm saying.
Why would you take a deal? I'll why would you, anyone you, take a deal?
Well, I don't mean deal by
you're the live
here
guy.
For...
You're the live golf guy who's like, no, take the money, dummy. Don't take
well,
the deal.
Let me be specific then. Let me really get down to the let me give you the numbers. Instead of making 8, 9, 10 on the free agent market somewhere else, Garrett Bowles, he can make 7, 8, 9 here. The gap will be close. The Broncos' offer will be very competitive as opposed to any other offer around the league that Garrett Bowles would get. So this isn't like Garrett Bowles making $17 million. He'd go make $17 somewhere else next year, and the Broncos are offering him $8 and he's going to take that kind of haircut. No. We're talking about another competitor, the Vikings, someone else, offering him $9 million times 3 years with two of those guaranteed, and the Broncos coming in around $7.5 or $8 and being flexible or whatever. That's what I'm saying. At this point, it's in his best interest probably just to kind of, you know, stick around and, you know, give the Broncos back a little love since they drafted you, paid you a lot. You rolled the dice on yourself and they took care of you. You've turned your career around and now you're, you know, it makes sense because of the position as well. You can't find a replacement at that position. That's maybe the biggest thing. Maybe we should have started with that. There's only
so is the biggest person you add this offseason going to come from the draft?
Oh, for sure. Any big time.
For sure. That's the thing.
Well, tell me a splash they're going to make. Who's out there?
I'm just.
All these guys are gone. 20 we just teams, went through the Mariotas
20
and the
teams just added important players that weren't drafted.
But again, we just said that. You know, winners
your
are
whole offseason is going to be, let's not add anybody. Let's get rid of the one dude to the Steelers for $1 million for them and 40 for us or 80 for us.
Dudes.
And then we're not going to add anybody, and then we're going to be like, well, good for them. Good for you, bud.
Alex, you're a pretty smart young guy. Usually the winners in free agency are usually the what in the regular season? The Lehozers. Winners in free agency? That's because you suck. Eggs. And you got to overpay a bunch of dudes who might have overachieved or were premier backups you're hoping could be premier starters, all that kind of stuff. Winning free, you know, again, what did we say about
okay, but Carolina won free agency last year, and they're the worst team in the NFL
this year. 20 minutes ago, we talked about some of the best teams. What did the Chiefs do? What did the Cowboys do? What did the Niners do? Little to nothing. They got great teams. They're trying to kind of find a way to put it over the top. They're not blowing it up and blowing up position groups changing the philosophy.
But I'm talking with you
about
the Broncos, and I don't think you should be using the Chiefs and the Niners as comps for the Broncos. You want to use comps for the Broncos, go find like the Vikings, a mid-tier 10th through 15th draft
pick. That's why they spent that money last offseason on the Ben Powers, the McGlinchies. Help me here.
Zach Allen
had like a half of a season worth of kind, some impact.
He restructured this morning. Him and Powers both restructured this morning. McGlinchey.
Wasn't there a Frank?
Hey, McGlinchey restructured too.
Good.
So they just that's the money we spent. What did it get us? Do you know what? It might have got us from 6 wins to 8 wins. Really, honestly, those core kind of gritty gutties. But like, again, from 6 wins to 8 wins, still looking way far up there at the playoffs. So there's no point investing like your future, not in your present, because you ain't got no future, Jack. I didn't mean that. It just worked for the radio bit there. But let's go to break 303-831-1340 hotline. Let's go to break, come back, and we'll start the segment off with the hotline, and we'll do some text line. If you're waiting, I'm sorry, and I love you.
You must wait longer.
Just hang tight. Yes.
Here's what I'm really trying to figure out.
This is Stacy Orico.
Stacy knows fashion. Danny knows fashion. Russell Westbrook knows fashion.
You like fashion?
It seems like my daughter knows fashion because she's got a crush on AG.
Yeah. And he's a fashionista.
And I was texting with Lyle Perry last night. What are those shorts that Aaron Gordon is wearing in pregame warmups? I'm all in. Here, Danny, what am I doing? What am I doing with my chips
He's
right now?
He's going all in, guys.
I'm all in on these bandana shorts that Aaron Gordon is wearing pregame.
Bandana
Where do I
shorts?
Find them? I got photos. I got evidence. I got it all right here.
I don't know if you could pull off the bandana short.
On Thursday nights, I could in St. Mary's Littleton Gym. Up in your face, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You like fashion?
You got a pretty mouth when you talk like that.
Back
Thank
on
you.
The other side.
It's Smelly Sports. In this moment, I'm halfway out the door. On to the. Yeah.
Are we allowed to play this on the radio?
Yeah, he's out of jail.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He's out?
He's out.
Good for you, bud.
Man, are you kidding me? This makes me think of going to a Broncos game in, you know, the 80s when I was a kid. The 90s, you know, with, you know, my grandpa's season ticket holder forever. I told you my grandpa, who worked at the Rocky Mountain News, was on the cover of the Rocky Mountain News after the cover. A big picture of him sitting with his head down. The last guy in the stadium after the Broncos lost to the Redskins in the Super Bowl were dismantled with a pile of seeds and a pile of cigarette butts just sitting there. He might have went to that Super Bowl actually by himself. You know, he always had bros. Didn't he go to those Super Bowls and he'd do guide trips and stuff? He might have went to that Super Bowl by himself. He was on the cover of the Rocky Mountain News just sitting there with his head down after a brutal beatdown. That, you know, that song reminds me of him. Those times, that kind of stuff.
That's wild. Well,
you know, going to the, well, after the Gold
Rush. I mean,
dude,
Rush. That was the theme song of the 80s. Any college game you went to ever, you know, in the 90s, like any college gym you went to, any big game you went to, that was, you know, now what is it? Start Me Up or something like that, or Paradise City. Yeah, I mean, you hear some sweet ones, but man. And then that one also, like we were joking about in the beginning, has kind of been removed from the stadiums, as well it probably should be. So, But, yeah, I love that story about your old Grandpa Joe Williams. That's Joe
Grandpa
Williams,
Joe,
right?
That's Grandpa Joe. If he hits a bad ball on the golf course, he'll go, F and bleep that, sir.
F and bleep that.
And he'll hit that golf ball with the cigarette in his mouth dangling.
Just a dangler.
You know, if he would, like, pick me up from school or something like that, I'd get in the car, and in the bottom, the feet, there'd be for room for me to sit on the seat, but, like, where the feet were, it's be cartons, empty cartons of Merit cigarettes for days.
Dang.
I don't know why he just didn't throw them out, but there'd be like a dozen big, just empty cartons.
Was there like points on them or something?
I don't think
them?
So. It wasn't like Camel Bucks. Merits were kind of a cheaper smoke, I think, back in the day. But
right, didn't get those Marlboro Miles.
Shoot, I don't know, man. That guy smoked like a train, smoking Joe
Williams.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Gil's in there. Doing some stuff there. Let him hit. It's okay. You could still
should be hotline.
No, you're good. Let's go out to the hotline. Get our guy. He's a mayhem icon. It's Gerald. Hey, G.
Puss in Boots and Donkey. What are you up to?
What's going on? I'm the donkey. I'm Donkey.
Donkey booty, yeah. Maybe.
And Danny's Puss in Boots.
Hey.
I'm the ass and Danny's the Puss in Boots.
No, Danny's, the way he's talking, you guys have seen that cartoon, Stupid Dog?
No.
Yeah, well, that's Danny.
Yeah, it's weird. Danny's talking about how all the other teams are losers, but he's kind of forgetting to mention that Denver hadn't done nothing.
Is that on after Space Ghost?
Well, Danny, you're like saying it's the wrong.
Damn. I can't hear you. We can't hear him.
Are you in a tunnel, G?
Shoot.
Oh, well, now can you hear me?
Yes.
You got that cricket or what you got?
Yeah. I'm going to the new house. But Danny's speaking like the Rockies are as good as the Dodgers.
What did I say about the Rockies?
We didn't
ever
talk about the Rockies.
I don't even remember saying anything.
Your comparison from the Broncos to the Chiefs.
There you go. He's like, what did the Chiefs do this offseason? What? Yeah. The Chiefs didn't make any moves.
Listen,
the two teams in the Super Bowl didn't make any moves.
I never said that and meant that, like, don't worry, the Broncos are all good. No. They're in a bad place. They're in a no-win situation. What you have to do is get the draft right. Home grow it, kind of home grow it, and then you sprinkle in and spend the money on the holes. But if there's no foundation, you're just building like a spray painting, like anyone got that old metal outside patio set that used to be their grandma's. That metal stuff, that's expensive. They don't make that anymore. And every couple of years, you just go shh, and you spray paint it white, another coat over some crusty old nasty stuff. Eventually, you got to kind of remove
patio
all
furniture.
The paint.
Are
and kind of start from scratch. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
God, me, Lord. yeah. So, what's his name? Sean Payton's just going to try to outlast ownership. Why
not ownership? He's going to try and outlast the GM, right?
Well, he is the GM. He's the one that makes all the decisions.
Hey, you think so?
We got to go anyways.
All right, well, hey, what about some golf or...
Are you back physically?
I can play with one arm.
Can you hoop or not really?
Remember that cornhole ringer you brought?
Did you hoop on Thursday night?
What was the cornhole ringer's name again? Remember we beat that guy?
Yeah.
Beat that guy too.
Justin.
He was sweet, yeah.
Hey, we got to go. Yeah. Are you in for dad ball on Thursday night?
I might stop by and watch you guys.
Come, bring a brewski for yourself.
Yeah,
something.
Bring a White Claw.
High Noon. 8 foot rims. Okay.
I can't drink those.
You might see me there. Where is it at?
Call me privately. Call me privately.
Okay.
All right, we got to go.
All right, later. Bye.
All right, before we wrap things up, quick shout out, okay? New friends. We're great at making new friends around here, right?
We keep it real around here.
The Coleman Group is a real estate group, okay? Kai, okay? And Jamie. If you don't have a real estate agent, say you're trying to upgrade, say you're trying to downgrade, say you're tired of renting. Well, Sean Sedita, Platte River Mortgage, those guys will help you, but the Coleman Group has to kind of get you there. They got to find you that house. So that's the team that we're working with, and that's the team that we're proud to rep. So, Jeff, you're in a beautiful spot. You never know when you're going to want a bigger mansion than the current mansion, right?
Or sometimes buy a second home, rent it out to someone else.
Jamie and Kai will help you. The Coleman Group, go find those guys. For Jeff Gersh. For my guy, Alex Becker, he's the best in the business. He runs the whole show. I am Danny Williams. Big star. We appreciate you guys, and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila. I love you.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me because I pulled up in my other bins. Last week, I was in my other...